The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1 and 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 7th, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh. Uttumibaha Rishava iti. We are discussing about the instruction of Lord Rishabhdeva to his son. Tadutam upayana bhagavad upasanam upadesha upadekhamana vairagun vina upadeshtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratitishtati tadutpattaye kaman ninnati nayam ittadayana. This is a note given by B. Raghavacharya. He belongs to the Ramanuja Sampradaya. We have got 4 disciplic succession. Madhyacharyas, Sampradaya or succession, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, and what is the other? Nimbarka. So B. Raghavacharya belongs to the Ramanuja disciplic succession. He's a very famous man. Acharya. So he said that Bhagavat Upasanam Upadekshamana Vairagyam vina upadishtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratitishtati. We may give instruction for many years, but unless one practices vairagya, renunciation, vairagya vina, this bhakti yoga, another name is vairagya yoga. That is the pointed out by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Sikhartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhavi Kipam Buddhijastamahang Prapade. He said that this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Lord Krishna. Krishna advised Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. This Sarvadharman includes all our material activities. But people could not understand. The instruction is still standing. Krishna said, Sarvadharman Parityajya. Just simply surrender unto me. And nobody is doing that. God says that you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. There is assurance. But we are so unfortunate that we cannot believe or cannot be assured on the words of God also. We do not believe. or God cannot give us protection. Let me try my own technology. I shall protect myself. This is the way. That means he is not detached with this material activity. Krishna says also that he give up. Just like we are also saying, there are so many proposals. They come, philanthropies, people are starving. We have to see, first of all, that the communists say, then we can discuss about spirituality. There are so many people starving, as if they have taken contract for feeding them. But these are only seemingly big, big words. They cannot do anything. Neither they are willing. They are simply after their own sense getting. Otherwise, why so many people all over the world, there is voluntary starving, just like the hippies. Why they are lying down on the street, on the park, no fixed up program for eating, sleeping. They are not poor men, son. So, nature's way will work. You cannot stop them. But because they cannot give up attachment for this material activity, they put some manifesto that we are working for this. After finishing this task, then he shall take to the consideration of spiritual life. So this is called will of the wish. What is that will of the wish? There is a fire, and the fire goes ahead and the man follows. It is something like that. They cannot do anything. Actually, they have got attachment for this material activity, and they put forward different types of manifesto. But if one is serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, first of all, they have no such information that there is a place where God lives. They think it is all fictitious. Oh, why it is fictitious? If you accept there is God, what is the objection to accept a place for Him? We have got our place, we have got our residential quarter, and God has provided us all these facilities, and He has no facility. He is impersonal. He has no place. Just see. So, these things cannot be understood by the materialistic person. Therefore, one has to practice vairagya, renunciation. That is pointed out here. Bhagavat upasanam upadekshamana vairagyam vina upadishtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratitishtati. Side by side, we have to practice voluntarily to be detached from material activities. Then we can make progress in devotional service. Tadutpattaye kaman nindati. This is our voluntary war. If we want to be detached, because Krishna is so kind, if you have got even a little pinch of attachment for this material world, you are not allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. You must be completely free. Therefore, bhakti yoga is enunciated by Rupa Goswami. Annabhilashita sunnam. Annabhilashita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. All kinds of material desire should be made into zero. Annabhilashita sunnam. Jnana karma dhanabhrita. Jnana, speculative method for understanding the absolute truth, as the Mayavadis, they are speculating, this is not, this is not, this is not. Neti, neti. This is jnana. And karma means they are struggling hard to enjoy the fruitive result, as we see generally, everywhere. They are working so hard, big, big buildings, big, big factories, big, big roads, cities, so many things. They are trying to be happy by such advancement of material opulence. They are called kurmi. Some of them are trying to be happy within this material, within this world, or in within this life. And there are others also. They are also performing big, big yajnas, charities, so that next life they may also take birth in very nice family, or maybe elevated to the higher planetary system, where the standard of life is thousand times better than here. There is all arrangement. So they are trying for that. Not only to become very bodily happy in this life, but also next life. But as there is difficulty, suppose if you want to be happy materially, then you see how they are working very hard. They have no time. In the morning at 5:30, we go for morning walk. We see workers are going to attend. At night, you Europeans, you know better than me, how they are working very, very hard. What is the idea? To become happy, to satisfy the senses. Similarly, there are others who know that there is life after death. So they are also preparing how next life also will be happy. We may take birth in very rich family, in a higher planet, heavenly planet. So this hard labor is going. So, Rishabhdev says that this hard labor should be strong. There is no need of so much hard labor. Why you should work so hard? Such kind of hard labor is seen amongst the animals. Because there are animals, just like we saw, one jackal was passing on the street. So they come out in the night, some of the animals, especially ferocious animals, they come out at night for their food. Everyone is working hard, they also come. So animals also, they are also working very hard. That is, give an example, the hogs and dogs. That is restricted. If you go on working for better standard of life, then you will be attached to this work and your mind will be absorbed in such work, and if the mind continues to be absorbed in working so hard, then after giving up this body, you will have to accept another body to fulfill such desires within the mind. Krishna will give you full facility. Therefore, it is said, deha vrithangam adyejo niloka manusha tasmin thus means sattayam manusha deha kastan krichyan sampadmanam ato dukkha rupan kaman jagyadini jagyadini prati narhati kaman anubhavitam narhati ittartha. Rishabha says that simply for sense gratification, don't work so much. Actually, we haven't got to work. Everything is there. We have repeatedly discussed. Just like in the morning, the birds get up. They do not work very hard. They know that we shall go in some upon some tree, and there is food, there is some fruit, and we shall eat. There is no good very great problem. The animals are also, they are assured. Everyone is assured. Even human being, just like sunless, they are also assured. Just like when I came to your country, there was no friend, there was no relative. But assurance was there that I am going for Krishna's business. So there is some provision. Never mind, where it is. That much faith we must have. Actually, for even one is not Krishna conscious, one is not devotee of Krishna, he has also provision. That provision is there. So why should we work so hard? Our business is to save time, how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. That people cannot understand this. Now, how to become detached from this habit of hard working, that is suggested here. it is said, mahasivadaram ahur vimukti. Mahaseva, saintly person, if you associate with them, if you serve them, try to serve them. That practice still in India. If a sannyasi, you will find some Chaitanya Charitamrita, so see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going from village to village, but any village he goes, generally the sannyasi goes to a temple. Because temple is meant for the traveling sannyasi. And as soon as one sannyasi, still this custom is prevalent in India. As soon as somebody sees a sannyasi has come in a temple, somebody from the village, not somebody, but many will come. Sir, you can take your luncheon at my place. There is no scarcity. Many people will come to invite you. Still, therefore, many pseudo or phony samis, they are taking this profession because there is no difficulty getting food. So, mahaseva, what is the idea? The idea is the grihasthas, they know that we are simply engaged in the matter of sense gratification. If we invite some saintly person at home, if he eats at my place, then we commit so many sinful activities, we will be saved. This is the path. Therefore, a sannyasi is advised to accept prasadam in the house of a brahmana. Because a brahmana is supposed to become very pious. If you take foodstuff from impious man, then that means you are taking share of his impious activities. But a saintly person, they can digest. But if cannot digest, then you have to suffer. This is the problem. Then he has to suffer. Therefore, the safety principle is to accept luncheon in a pious family, where there is Vaishnava family or Brahman family. Not that anywhere we can accept cooked food. Sometimes we have to do it, but that is against principle. We should not accept food anywhere and everywhere, unless he is pious. The brahmanas are supposed to be pious, therefore a sannyasi is advised to accept food, luncheon, in the Brahman family. The Brahman family is still, not all, a few families still in India, they worship regularly Narayan Shila, Shalagram Shila. Therefore, one should be anxious to give some service to the saintly person. Mahaseva. Dharam. If you engage yourself how to serve a saintly person, then your door for going back to Godhead will gradually become open. Mahaseva dharam ahur vimukti. This human body is in a junction. You can go this way or you can go that way. This way means mahaseva, liberation. But people do not understand what is liberation. They are so dull. Their education system is so rubbish that they do not know what is liberation. Just like cats and dogs, they do not know what is liberation. Liberation means to get out of this false conditioned life and thinking on this body which I am not, and therefore I'm acting on the bodily concept of life and becoming entangled more and more, so that I have to accept another body, another body, another body. This is my conditional state of life, and there is so much risk to accept another body, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tathadhi Handra Prapti. You have to accept another body. And what kind of body I am going to get, that I do not know. Now suppose if I get another body in the plant life, a tree can stand for thousands of years. And if we get that sort of life, how much risky it is to accept another body. It is also possible. Those who are performing big yajnas, charity, they can expect to be transferred to the heavenly planet. But those who are not doing anything, living like cats and dogs, their life is very risky. Very risky. But they do not know. There is no such education. But here it is recommended that Mahaseva dharamahudu. If you associate with saintly persons, then there is possibility of your door being open for liberation. Dharam ahud vimukti. We are opening many centers all over the world. Why? To give people chance of having this association of Vaishnava, Mahatma. Therefore, those who are in charge of such centers, they must be ideal Mahatmas. Mahatma means devotees. Mahatma anastamam prartha devi patiti mas vajanti anandamas. Mahatma means whose atma, whose soul is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. He is Mahatma. Otherwise, khudratma. God is all-pervading. So whose atma has become attached to the all-pervading super soul, he is called Mahatma. Otherwise, khudratma. Our heart is attached to limited circle of my friends, wife, children, home, country, then I am khudratma, because that is limited. Khudratma, aduratma. The opposite is mahatma, mahan, great. So, we have to associate with mahatma. Mahaseva, how associate? Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. To associate. Therefore it is a custom. Whenever one goes to see one saintly person, he gives something for service. Either fruits or something presentation. That is necessary. Mahaseva, it is said. Seva means service. Mahaseva. Not that I go to see one Mahatma saintly person and talk with him with all rascal proposal and waste his time and his own time also. That is not association of the Mahatma. Mahaseva. You must approach a saintly person to give him some service. This is the beginning. Spiritual advancement of life means you have to give some service. That service begins when we serve the representative of Krishna, Mahatma, his spiritual master or saintly person. We shall discuss again. Thank you very much.